Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to talk about Bryan Danielson talking about lying to WWE about his medical history.
Braun Strowman teases working with Bray Wyatt in another promotion.
Is Scarlett on her way back to WWE television? Question mark.
And more details on the former it's Monday morning. I'll take it easy initially. The former Iconics going to Impact Wrestling. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I've not even had my 12th coffee yet.
And this is the news.
All right, let's kick things off by talking about Bryan Danielson, this interview he has done with WDEL, WDEL,
Woodell.
He's done an interview with them, speaking on a bunch of different topics relating to his professional wrestling career, including the revelation that he maybe wasn't entirely truthful to WWE about his medical history, which may have played a role in his forced retirement in February 2016. You all remember that, of course, mm-hmm. Stepped away from the ring, emotional promo, worked hard to get back in, got cleared by every single doctor in the known universe, including yep. Dr. Nick, of all people. And then, of course, he eventually came back to the ring. 2018, you know the whole deal. But part of the reason why WWE wouldn't clear him and wouldn't bring him back may have been the erosion of trust as a result of Bryan not being particularly honest about that medical history. So I'm going to read the relevant quote here, just get through the whole thing for you. I legitimately thought I was healthy, and I still think that I'm healthy. One of the reasons I was forced to retire was not because of the concussions, but because I lied about that. You have to understand, from WWE's point of view, I had been wrestling for them for 6 years, but then all of a sudden they opened this Pandora's box about lying about his medical history, and now we can't trust him. A lot of that was building the trust back, but they were also legitimately looking after my health. Going to see doctor after doctor and doing everything that I could to improve my brain function to show above and beyond that my brain was healthy. So obviously a very difficult period of that man's career. The thing about Bryan Danielson is that he's been through this retirement and everything else. He's still only 40 years old.
Yeah, madness.
It's kind of crazy to think of all the things he's been through in his pro wrestling career. But I'm glad he's back, obviously. Mm-hmm. Glad he's happy, glad he's healthy. I'm never one of these folks who's like, oh, he shouldn't be doing this, he shouldn't be doing that, blah, blah, blah. What about his medical history? Well, that's for doctors to decide. Mm-hmm. That's not for us armchair doctors to decide, I guess. But yeah, there you go. Bryan Danielson sharing some new information.
It's not very often I say this, Andy Murray, but I'm very much Team WWE on this one. I very much also sat here and said, why aren't they clearing him? You know, you heard all those reports and rumours, and even I think he possibly even tweeted about being desperate to return to the ring and just needing the required paperwork necessarily. But like you say, if this was issues with him not necessarily telling the full truth when it comes to previous concussions, the last thing they want to do is rush him back or put him in any sort of danger, because that's on them. And we know about the dangers of concussions, about their compounding effect. It's not 1+1 or, you know, 1+2 or whatever it may be. It's multiplied, exactly. So for once, I think WWE completely justified in taking their time and doing all the necessary medical procedures to get him back. But like you say, the most important thing here is he's back and he's loving his wrestling.
Safety first.
Exactly. Right, let's move on and talk about Braun Strowman. Now, of course, well, he's always been known as Adam Scher, but not known as Braun Strowman anymore. He has been speaking on Control Your Narrative off the back of being a part of EC3's Free the Narrative to the Monster in Us All that came out on the 1st of October. We faced EC3 there, of course. And he's talked about possibly working with Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda. Again, I'm going to read the full quote for you here. He says, I don't don't know if it's really one person. I think it's anyone. Anyone that has something inside them that needs to get out. Anybody that needs to be set free. These things have always been good. Stares at his hands at setting things free. He looked at his hands there. He didn't say stares at his hands. There's only one man on this earth that I want to see knocking that door. His family. He showed me things in life that I never could have imagined seeing. He bestowed the gift upon me of being the godfather to his son, Wyndham. I'm waiting for you, brother. And understandably, people have reacted to this as a suggestion that we could well see Braun versus Bray, or Braun working with Bray in a promotion other than WWE.
Yeah, they're obviously very close, aren't they? They worked together extensively in WWE. Braun's godfather of Bray's son and everything else, as he said there. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Braun obviously came into wrestling on the main roster as part of the Wyatt family and everything else. So I think
Piss trousers.
Yeah, pissy trousers.
We
pissy
can never
pants.
Forget them.
Never forget the piss pants. wear a nappy, perhaps.
Yeah.
But yeah, it makes a lot of sense for sure. And I think fans of both men would lap this stuff up.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens next, because we were talking about this at the end of last week, if I'm not mistaken, of the fact that Braun Strowman could well pop back up in WWE in the next few months, and it's been a sufficient amount of time that fans would welcome him back with open arms and be excited, and he'd get all the stank of stupid or whatever it was that he
trains,
had with Shane McMahon and the, don't get rid of the train stuff. Trains. I love the train stuff. Strowman Express. Woo-hoo.
Thomas the Wank Engine. But
yes.
I called him that. Why have I called him Thomas the Wank Engine?
That was a very good one.
Harsh. I feel sorry for Braun.
But yeah, excited to see what both of these guys do next. Although it may well be back in WWE, but not as Adam Scher and Wyndham Rotunda. That's for damn sure.
They seem like a couple of good dudes. So I hope that whatever they do next brings them happiness and fulfillment.
Yeah.
Scarlett, is she coming back to WWE television soon?
Well, I bloody hope so. So does Karrion Kross.
Karrion Kross kind of alluded to that a little bit in an interview he did recently with Devon Dudley, WWE Hall of Famer Devon Dudley, on Table Talk. Part of the discussion there was, hey, where the hell is Scarlett? What's going on? When's she coming back? Quote here from Karrion Kross saying, here we go. This is what I can say without being deliberately cryptic. We are waiting for something to finish taking its course. She's very good, and she's been training like a maniac, like she always does. You can expect to see her anytime or any place. So you could see her in the Arctic Circle.
Yes.
You could see her in a pro wrestling ring. You could see her in Willy Wonka's factory.
Parts unknown.
There you go. She might be in Parts Unknown. Or Dudleyville, appropriately, given the podcast. So weird, wasn't it? Weird. There was a report from PW Insider, I believe in August, saying that Scarlett wasn't cleared. And if that's, you know, the case, fair play.
Not cleared to do what? Mouth Karrion Kross's entrance.
Lip syncing is really taxing. but aside from that, she was removed from the Karrion Kross act, it took a lot away from the act, I think.
Yeah.
She complimented him well. It was a big part of their synergy together in NXT. Was a big part of their appeal. And then you get Karrion Kross in the main roster, and now he's dressing like Quang.
Yes.
It's not great. So here's hoping she does come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what I hate about this? Because like you say, I want to see her back, and whether it be, I'd prefer personally to see her with Karrion Kross, but you know, the one he said working hard and stuff like that, maybe that's in-ring sort of thing. Who knows? It'd be intriguing to see what happens. What's going to annoy me the most is if she does return to Karrion Kross's side, fans are going to be like, see, fixed it.
It's
and
fixed.
I'll be like, wait a second, it didn't need to be fixed. Just don't put Karrion Kross on TV if Scarlett can't do anything. Or don't put him in gimp gear. Like you say, it was just ridiculous. But I hope she returns to his side. And maybe she can also get physical if that's what he was alluding to there. But my God, does the Karrion Kross character need her back?
Yes, absolutely.
Just,
and we need a beer.
Indeed.
Eh?
Oh, I tell you what, before we get to today's final story, nice segue there.
It's 25 past nine.
Huge news before we get to the iconic stuff. And that is the fact that we are back working with our friends at Top Rope Brewery. The guys, obviously, we did some great stuff with them with the beer box a while back, and we are doing another one in time for Survivor Series. If you order them, you will get them well in advance of Survivor Series, or Survivor Breweries, as we are calling it here. 12 beers, usual deal here. And not only is there 12 beers, Andy, there's a surprise in the boxes, all leading to Top Rope versus What Culture, the drinking party we're going to be doing for Survivor Breweries. It's all to celebrate Survivor Series and Top Rope's fifth birthday, and exclusive to What Culture viewers, you can get the box and free delivery for £45, which, as you know, if you drink craft beers, is an absolute bargain. We've had these beers, we've got them some in the office. They are absolutely delicious. All you need to do is use the code HERE'S WHY in the comment section. No, in the description of this video, there will be a link to where you need to go for that for £45, 12 beers, Survivor Beeries, get involved. We haven't done anything with them over in the States just yet, but we are planning to do it if you are some of our US viewers. This is for our UK viewers only, but if you enjoy a nice beer and Survivor Series, get involved with that. As I said, link in the description. Let's move on to the final news story of the day, though, and it's all about, Andy, the former Iconics!
No need.
No one now called the Inspiration. I need to work on that one, to be perfectly honest. Major development, of course, over the weekend. They are signed with Impact Wrestling. Kessie Bloody Lee, Jessica Bloody McKay. And they are going to be appearing at Bound for Glory 2021 on Saturday, the 23rd of October. Fightful Select, no crap, just Sap, Sean Ross Sap from Fightful Select reporting. This was a very nice offer from the promotion. They've been in discussion since like mid-September. There have been sort of visa issues, understandably. They were with WWE, then they were released, and they had no non-compete clauses expired in, I think, mid-July. Struggling with visa issues after being made free agents, but they are now part of Impact Wrestling. As I said, they're going to appear at Bound for Glory on Saturday, the 23rd of October. And I, for one, Andy Murray, as you may have guessed, cannot bloody wait.
Of course you can. You silly sausage. Yeah, good for them. Like, they seem like some of the nicest people in wrestling. They always have. And it's good to see when they've left WWE and they've overcome these visa issues and everything else, and they've been able to continue in a Major League American promotion. I think Impact's a really good fit for them. They have a pre-existing Knockouts tag team division and everything else, and it'll open up presumably the freedom to work elsewhere potentially as well, like a lot of people in Impact do. Very happy for them and looking forward to seeing what they can do.
Why would you ever break them up as a team?
They're stupid.
Sensational WWE together, and I'm very excited to see what they can do now, especially, like you say, in somewhere that's such a perfect fit for them, like Impact Wrestling, and who knows, maybe elsewhere, but I, for one, will definitely be tuning into Bound for Glory as a result of this. So congratulations to them, congratulations to Impact Wrestling. Exciting times ahead. Let's move on to your Twitter questions, though, at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Mark Solid, who says, morning, guys. Thoughts on if CM Punk and Colt will ever cross paths?
I think they probably already have, backstage, at the very least. It's unavoidable when you work in the same place, really, isn't it? I think they probably have already. And they've probably come to some kind of professional agreement. Yeah, these guys are here to make money in the end of the day, aren't they? And whether or not their personal relationship can ever be put back together, who the hell knows? But I'd imagine both have the capacity to be professionals.
Exactly. I it's all well and good you and I sitting here and saying, oh, come on, guys, why can't you just get along again and be friends again? There's a lot of water that's gone under that bridge.
Yeah.
So it's up to them. I do hope eventually this can get resolved, because it's just such a shame that, you know, that relationship got poisoned effectively by WWE and then legal issues and all that bollocks. I would love to see them back together. I'd love to see them working together, possibly even in AEW.
It'd be nice if they could do something, wouldn't it?
But let's be honest, a lot of wrestling fans kind of need to know about this. Just because you want something to happen doesn't mean it necessarily will. It's down to these guys. Hopefully they can work it out, but let's not put any pressure on them, guys.
Exactly. It's their business.
It's no one's fault.
It's their business.
Indeed. Right. Mike Wilson, it gives us our second question of the day, says, what would you call your most disappointing match ever, whether the match itself didn't live up to the build or expected more from the names involved? This is slightly different. I like this sort of question.
Yeah, I like this. The comment section is going to hate me for this, but it's FTR versus the Young Bucks. Like, I looked forward to that match pretty much from the moment the whole, you know, the revival stuff started with the Bucks, when they started teasing stuff and everything else. And we got to it in AEW. They told this story of pulling out all these moves from historic tag teams and going to the well, really deep in the well, because we can't beat you by our normal style. Cash doing the 450 slash and everything. It didn't feel earned at all to me in the match. So what came out of it for me personally was a noble effort that unfortunately fell short. I didn't like the match at all.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But it did feel rather anticlimactic. I think it's fair to say that. And also, in a weird way, despite the fact I'm like, it was really disappointing, I'm annoyed that they haven't done it again. But they can't really do it now, obviously, with them both being heels.
Yeah, they're going to have to wait for that.
I think it will eventually, hopefully, fingers crossed, be run back and possibly corrected. Although it's a fair way off, considering where both teams are. But I think that's a fair shout. Mm. For me, the thing that popped immediately into my head, oh, I hate saying this, is AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura at WrestleMania.
Fair. Wasn't very good.
Because Shinsuke won the Rumble, and I was really annoyed that it wasn't main eventing WrestleMania, because I was like, isn't that what's meant to happen? You bastards are just not giving us. And then I mean, through whoever's fault it was, they didn't have that match. They had the WWE version of Styles Nakamura, didn't they? And it just... I'm struggling to remember a spot other than the bit after the match where he got punched in the cock.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
And then they did it about four other times. And then the only good match that they really got right was the last one. And by that point, everyone was sort of burnt out with it all.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'd have to go with that. But let us know your most disappointing matches in the comments. I like that question. Final question today comes from Kuya Ivan. Apologies if I've butchered your Twitter handle there. Which says, which one of the wrestling legends do you want to see in the next WWE Hall of Fame?
Lex Luger. It's
time. Oh, yeah.
It's time. Let's, you know, get all this political red tape bollocks out of the way. I mean, the guy belongs there. For me, Lex Luger is the foremost example of someone who's been called overrated so much that he's become the most underrated wrestler of all time. Lex Luger in his heyday was bloody awesome, and just because he never lived up to the billing as the next coming of Hulk Hogan doesn't change that for me. Let sexy Lexi in, man. Do right.
I completely agree, and when you look at some of the people that already are in the Hall of Fame, mentioning no names and certainly not looking at the bloody celebrity wing, he deserves to be in there.
He's a better wrestler than Kid Rock, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm going to say this, right, and I say this thinking... How is she not already in there? So she may already be, and I just have missed this over the last few years. I don't think so, though. Victoria. Why isn't Victoria in the Hall of Fame? I feel like I campaign for Victoria all the time. When people talk about female legends coming back for big events, I say Victoria. When people talk about who should be surprise Royal Rumble entrants, I say Victoria. And then when you ask me about who should be in the Hall of Fame, it's Victoria. I quite like Victoria. I'm not sure if I've put that across yet, Andy.
Yeah, I think you've... give it another 5 minutes.
Okay, well, yeah, put Victoria in the Hall of Fame because she's a truly influential and incredibly talented female wrestler. And you've got a whole host of brilliant wrestlers in there now. You had Molly Holly recently, of course, Ivory... Tori Wilson went in a while back. Like, why isn't Victoria in there already? I love the Bella Twins, but they could wait a couple of years.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, but yeah.
Silly.
Let us know your picks for the Hall of Fame, because I always enjoy when that conversation rolls around, because there's so many people that can be added, although they are rapidly running out. Stop putting so many people in every year, WWE, otherwise you're literally going to have to say... The Bella Twins again, or something. Do you get ever worried about that? It's a weird anxiety of mine. You're burning through all the legends you can put in the Hall of Fame, WWE.
Hall of Fame's a big fart, really, isn't it?
Like, I did like the idea that Hamflet pitched a while back, which is put Roman Reigns in the Hall of Fame as world champion.
Why not?
I mean, that.
It's a hell of a way to put him
I
over.
Can almost smell the piss boiling already, and I absolutely love the smell of piss boiling on a Monday morning. Andy Murray, what's happening? Let's move on to
suffering succotash.
And finally, and massive congratulations to one Simon Miller, who tweeted last night, and he is the new world champion of Ultimate Pro Wrestling. He's got this lovely belt that says Big League Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion. Look, we followed Simon and supported him throughout his journey of getting into wrestling. He's gone from being someone who's jacked and knowledgeable about wrestling, but not knowing what to do between the ropes, to a world champion. He's deserved everything. He's taken his licks. He's got injured. He's been away for ages. He's had to suffer through a bloody pandemic. He is someone who, despite all that he does, at the drop of a hat, I mean, if you follow him on Twitter, you know this, he will suddenly announce, in 2 hours' time, I need to be in Southend for a wrestling match, because he loves it that much. He more than deserves it. Congratulations, Miller, and hopefully more titles for him to come. He should be the belt collector.
I think he should be. He's going to come up here one day and we're going to beat him up and steal it, but, you know.
Right.
He's going to kill us all, admittedly.
Can we get him
for
the Christmas party, please?
We should. Well, please. You know, the man you need to ask for that is through the house.
We'll get that sorted, don't worry. But yes, congratulations to Simon Miller and the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, surprise roll-up, which I do hope he won the title with. But let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dadley Boys are reviewing SmackDown, Rampage, and looking ahead to Monday Night Raw later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
Follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Hyper Anarchy, which is a condition of extreme anarchy, which I've chosen on this a Monday because the WWE creative team are currently putting Raw together under Vince McMahon. So I think it's
Monday afternoon is definitely Hyper Anarchy in the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But now, my thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.